It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Today, I want to encourage someone out there and say to you, you are worthy. You are worthy. You might be asking, worthy of what exactly? You are worthy of everything good that God has available. You see, I think it was Psalm 84 that says that no good thing will He withhold from them that love Him. God is not withholding any good thing from you. You know, sometimes we go through life and then you've made certain prayers, you've made certain declarations, and you're looking and you're saying, but it didn't come through, or it hasn't come through yet. And maybe you're even saying to yourself, okay, God's answer concerning that situation was a no. Maybe that was not, I've heard people say this so many times, that was not God's best for me. He has something better for me. Saints of God, if you prayed a prayer the way you were supposed to have prayed it in the name of Jesus, God was not the one behind you not receiving it. God's answer is always yes. You know, people say that God's answer is sometimes yes, no, or maybe. It's not true. You can't find that in Scripture. When you study Scripture, Jesus makes it clear. He said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive. And He did not say, and then believe that you receive, and ye shall maybe have them. Or if God is not keen, no, you will not. It says, believe that you receive and ye shall have them. God's answer is always a yes. But then, if that is the case, then why do we sometimes have experiences that go contrary to what we see written in the Word? I'll tell you. It's because for some of us, we do not realize that we are actually worthy of God's blessing. Let me read a scripture to you. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 21, Paul puts it this way. He says, therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. He then continues in verse 22. He says, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, he says, all things are... Look, you need to see it for yourself. He says, whether it is based in this world, whether it's related to life, whether it's even related to death, it says all things. It says things that are present, things to come. It says all things are yours. He didn't say all things will be yours. It says from God's perspective, all things are yours. So the question is, then why do I experience sickness here and lack there and failure here? Maybe this will help you. Again, it's because many of us do not realize that we are worthy of God's blessings. Let me tell you, give you a few reasons why. So God says, this is available to you. And then you begin to say to yourself, but I have not prayed enough. I have not fasted enough. I am not holy enough. Do you know what that is? That is called guilt and condemnation. Guilt and condemnation has a way of disqualifying you from receiving that which God has called you qualified for. When suddenly you begin to conclude that because of the mistakes that you have made, because of your ineptitude in one area of life or the other, you are no longer deserving of God's goodness. You disqualify yourself from God's goodness. You say, but if I've messed up, if I haven't prayed, if I haven't fasted, shouldn't I be disqualified? It means then something in your mind made you think in the first place that God's goodness was available to you because you were deserving of it. Because there was something you could do to be deserving of it. The minute you enter into that mindset, you have done what is called operating in self-righteousness. You have presented your own qualifications as the justification for you to receive from God. No wonder you feel unworthy. Saints of God, according to Romans 8 verse 2, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Saints of God, let me read this beautiful scripture to you. In Hebrews 7, verse 26, it says, for such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. It says that our high priest Jesus became us. He's not just standing there on your behalf. He became you. He's standing before the Father as you. He is your qualification. Now, I know this sounds crazy. This sounds outrageous. But as Jesus stands before the Father, he stands as your right. He stands as your qualification to receive everything and anything. Saints, the reason why we should spend time in prayer, the reason why we should live a holy life, the reason why we should fast is not so that God will see us worthy enough to bless us. We do all those things because it is in our nature to do so. When you understand that after you got born again, you receive the life of God, which is the nature of God, you will then appreciate that we live a moral life because we can't live any other life. That is our natural habitat. That is our natural characteristic. We don't do any of that so that God will love us. Oh my goodness. If that was the case, then God's love is not agape love. If that was the case, then God's love is not unconditional. God's love for us is unconditional. Your right to all things, your worthiness to all things is because you stay constantly reminded of the truth that it is because of Jesus. Do you know what I need you to do? I need you to take the time to think about the best possible outcome for whatever situation you're going through. What is the best? What is the, not just the best, go ballistic. What is the most exaggerated outcome that you hope for, that you couldn't even believe for concerning that situation? Remember, Ephesians 3 verse 20, it says that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, ask or imagine. So go ballistic. When you picture that, I want you, whilst you are looking at that picture, say to yourself, I am worthy of this. Did you hear me? Exactly that, as ordinary. And if that thought comes to you saying, but I have not, silenced that thought by saying, Jesus is my worthiness. Jesus is the reason why I am entitled to this. You say entitled? How can I be entitled? I have not. Calm down. He became entitled, and his entitlement was credited to your account. The believer will just accept the fact that he is worthy of everything good in God simply because Jesus remains worthy. Come on, say it with me. I am worthy. See that healing that you desire. See that restoration in your home. See that financial breakthrough and say to yourself, I see it. And then say, I am worthy. I am worthy to receive that. I am worthy to be blessed by that. You see, remember, God is not a respecter of persons. He has no favorites. All his children are his favorites. If he has done it for one, he is able and willing to do it for all. And he proved it by dying on the cross. So, 1 Corinthians 3:21, all things are yours. Come on, say it with me. All things are mine. Can we do that one more time? See that picture. See that carnal thing or that spiritual thing and say it with me. All things are mine. Somebody watching will say, Pastor Tim, you're teaching people to desire carnal things, to pursue carnal things. Come on, get off your high horse. Who doesn't need carnal things? If that's all we pursue, then there is a problem. But who doesn't need carnal things? Let's not be holier than thou. All things, when he says all things, he's not just talking about spiritual things. He's talking about all things. All things are yours. As you meditate on this and you keep reminding yourself, when the devil tries to fill your mind with thoughts that you don't deserve it, you've not qualified, you've not X, Y, and Z, if you keep reminding yourself that I agree with that devil, but Jesus is my qualification, you will notice the drama will begin to end.